I'm now with David Worthy, the Quantock historian, and the author of A Quantock Tragedy, The Wolford Murder of 1789.
You see, the road wasn't there, so the hedge wasn't there.
So the gate...
And the plantation wasn't there.
Yes.
And you could see what happened to you if you murdered your wife.
Even if she was an egg.
There's a story about Wolford, something that happened to me. I have an old friend, retired accountant, who says he is receptive to the supernatural. And he and his wife and I walked along from the bottom of the Coombe there, up Lucky Ike's Lane, to the Castle of Comfort. He has a Georgian silver snuffbox in which was a piece of paper which he found under the floorboards in an old house, on which a vicar has written extracts from the Bible about sinners, and I think posted it through the floorboards. This and the silver snuffbox help him to detect things.
Right.
As we approach the Castle of Comfort, he takes it out of his pocket and hands it to me, and it is hot. I'm not a great believer in the supernatural. It was hot. Then we turned and we walked up the field alongside the coach road to the gibbet. It wasn't interested in the gibbet. But then, a couple of weeks later, he looked inside his snuffbox and the piece of paper was burnt to ashes. I mean, I think there's something... Things can record themselves in the ground, like a tape recorder. Particularly there's a lot of iron around here, and some people can pick it up.
There you go.
So it looks as if he killed her about a couple of hundred yards short of the counting house. And of course that's where the mines are centred round there. And he tried to drop the body down a shaft, if you remember.
Yep.
But he couldn't hardly move it.
Well, she was 7-8 months pregnant at the time, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there's a poem by Wordsworth.
That's the one about Wolford. Yes, it considered to be too rude. Now, does rude mean primitive or naughty?
I don't know.
I should think a bit of each, probably.
I think it was. That came from the Tom Maybury book I was reading last night.
Yeah, well, that's quite interesting because it connects with Wolford. And don't forget that it was when Wordsworth and Coleridge were walking past and... with Tom Poole, who told them the story, the sort of genesis of the lyrical ballads.
Do you know anything about the first and last, The Ancient Mariner?
A couple came up and they said, "Ooh, The Ancient Mariner. That's where Coleridge must have got the idea for his poem."